It's amazing. WUSA Channel 9 here in D.C., they've put together an article. They've been looking at D.C. Reddit threads over the last 6 years where people share their top places to go to cry in the District of Columbia. So we're talking the streets of the the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, the Andrew Mellon Memorial Fountain, the United States National Arboretum. You know, again, these are all public places. Union Station. I would cry when I was walking through Union Station because I was terrified of the drug addicts and the stench of the criminal vagrants that were urinating in the halls there before Trump cleaned it up. Yeah. How about the Botanic Gardens? Oh, the steps of the Watergate. Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah. This is strange, strange stuff. You've got the Library of Congress, Nationals Park.
If you're a Nats fan, you were doing a lot of crying this
exactly.
season. Okay, that's somewhat understandable.
Okay, that one we'll forgive. Yeah, this really is. It's a disturbing part of, I think, this trend that you see all the time. Heather Hunter had a great post on X about this, that you do see all these people who are filming themselves crying and then posting it to TikTok as though it's this, you know, is it something that they should be proud of and to be publicly celebrated or something? Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's like a self-induced struggle session on social media that you're supposed to be having, I guess, because you're ashamed of your privilege or something. I don't know. I honestly don't know. People, the left in Washington, D.C. run the show. They've got, you know, it's not conservatives that are going out there and weeping on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And they own the district council, they own the mayor's seat, they vote 92% Democrat. They have their run of the place, but it's not enough power for them.